We've had a very small number of businesses that we're aware have been targeted. We've been in contact today with SAPOL to look into this, but it does appear as though the small number of businesses are those that might have applied their QR code on the outside of their building, and it's made it easier for people to apply a sticker over the top of that. But we're certainly not aware that this is widespread. It is, of course, it's an area of concern, but we're not aware of huge numbers at this point.
Do you know what the tampered or stuck on QR code takes you to?
Well, I do, and I don't think we should give them any airtime. So these are
So it
people
is
that have
it's redirecting to an other information, is it?
Yep, and only, Sonia, in the instance where somebody uses their camera to scan to scan the QR code. So if users are using the South Australian MyGov app, it won't take you anywhere because it's not registered. It's not a QR code registered through that purpose, which have all been issued by the state government. So importantly, we encourage people, businesses, to check whether that's occurred there, and importantly for people to use the MyGov app because it will simply reject that QR code. It is, we understand, it is some anti-vaxxers, and as I say, I don't know that we should be giving them any more airtime given what they're doing, which is really interrupting a process that is incredibly important for the protection of South Australians as we open up our community. People want to have confidence that they're able to check in, and it's allowed us to reduce some of these restrictions that have been imposed on businesses, and we want to continue to go along that track.
Well, Nikki, it's good to know the clarification, though, because I had heard it that some had speculated as to whether it was simply a directing you to a different kind of marketing place where certain businesses could get databases, but it's not that at all, as far as you know.
No. No, that's correct, Sonia. Well, certainly of the instances that we've discussed with SAPOL, it's not. And the other thing that's really important is that even if you have used your camera over an illegal QR code, it doesn't automatically mine that data. You still need to input your details for that particular group to get that data. So if you are using your camera and you're not using the MyGov app, you will see it's taken you to a different site, and you would have to input all of your data for them to gain that information. It's not automatic.